Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashant Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet, and the month of May has begun. The dawn of summer months in Prashant Nilayam invariably take your mind to the beautiful and cool morning darshans of Bhagwan in Whitefield, Swami's ashram in Bangalore, and also to the beautiful scenes of Swami in the pristine lap of nature in Kodaikanal. Bhagwan, the compassionate self that he is, he never wanted to put the devotees to the inconvenience of Prashant Nilayam heat, especially in the months of April and May. And that is why Bhagwan always went to Vrindavan and sometimes to Kodaikanal, Ooty and such hill stations. Also, because this was the vacation time for students, Swami used this time to impart some intense training to a few selected students by taking them wherever he went in this period. And each such odyssey is a remarkable tale of amazing divine proximity, proximity which purified them, refined them, created and recreated them. Today, let's undertake one such elevating journey, one such memorable trip with Swami, which has lessons for lifetimes, not only for the students who are part of it, but also for each one of us who are listening to this program. So this is what we will do in this last leg of Thursday Life, coming to you straight from the studios of Radio Sai.
Tune into Sai. Spend the day with Sai.
From 6 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. on Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Radio Sai Thursday Live.
Saram, dear listeners, and welcome to Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And today we discuss the bliss of being with Sai in Kodai. And for this, Bhagwan has arranged that in the studios we have three members of Sai Sanidhi, three former students of Bhagwan's institutions who have had this opportunity of experiencing this heaven of being with the Lord in the Blue Mountains. We have Brother Nitin Acharya, who had the opportunity to be with Bhagwan in Kodaikanal in 96, 97, 98, 99, 2005, 2007. So it is really a cascade of divine blessings, unforgettable, immeasurable divine blessings. Brother Niranjan, who is currently the warden of the Sri Sathya Sai Senior Boys Hostel, Bhagwan had picked him in the year 1998, in the year 2003 and 2005. And Brother N. Karthik, who is currently serving in the account section in Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Bhagwan's hospital in Bangalore, Whitefield, he had the opportunity to go to Kodaikanal being a member of the Prashanti Mandir Bhajan group. So he had those chances of offering to Bhagwan at very close quarters the gift of music that the Lord has so beautifully bestowed on him. And Brother Nitin Acharya works in the publication division of the Sri Sathya Sai Sadhana Trust. So I'm really grateful to Bhagwan that he has arranged this beautiful session with three members of Sai Sanidhi to discuss about the Sai Sanidhi that they really had with Bhagwan. All three of them were fortunate to be picked up by Bhagwan in the year 1998, and that is the year when Bhagwan spent nearly 27 divine days under the same roof with the Lord. So let's pray to Bhagwan that he guides us, that he helps us go down the memory lane and relive and recreate those moments and introspect and imbibe the lessons that he has imparted, giving so much of his time, attention, and teaching us so beautifully, painstakingly. And these are lessons for all of us, you, me, everyone who is on the spiritual path. with gratitude to Bhagwan that he has arranged this beautiful session. We begin and welcome dear brothers to Outside Inside, Deep Inside.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram to all of you.
Sai Ram, thank you Prishti for this wonderful introduction.
So brother Nitin, you had the chance to be with Bhagwan so many years, 96 onwards. If we zero in on 98, if you can share how you became part of the trip in 98, what are your memories of being with Bhagwan, being a part of the entourage? Did you think that you are definitely going to go, because it has almost had become a practice that Bhagwan goes to Kodaikanal, he takes you?
You can say yes, but Swami says, love my uncertainty. So wherever he goes, that baggage of uncertainty always is, it accompanies him. So same thing happened, and fortunately or unfortunately, I don't know, this, the baggage of uncertainty opened by Swami there in Vrindavan before actually the journey commenced. Mm-hmm. So let me narrate to you that wonderful experience.
Sure.
What happened was, after our examination was over, I was in little bit of introspective mode because the MBA was already over. The only 2 years which I got to be in the portals of Swami's institute, that was over. And then I'm already there in the fag end of the academic career. And then what next? And Kodai is the opportunity to extend that connection, direct connection with Swami, by being in the proximity there in the hills of Kodai, so that we get more insights that living with God is true education, and Kodai is a wonderful place to experience that. So I wanted, that dil mange more moment. So just like my first year, only 10 of us were there. This time I had 20, 25 of us accompanied, and moment on 31st when the examination got over in the first week of April, registrar sir came with good news that he called all of us individually and told that you have been selected for this visit also. So I was very happy, and there was a new bus, AC bus arranged by Swami, and we were told that next day morning you are going to travel, all of you together, from Prashant Nilayam to Bangalore first, because okay. Swami, after Shivratri, he had gone to Bangalore in Vrindavan. So we were all in jovial mode, and we went early in the morning, 6 o'clock, and that bus being new one, no? So it traveled quite slow, relatively slow, and by the time we reached Vrindavan, what happened was darshan was over.
Evening darshan?
Morning darshan.
Morning darshan.
We reached around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and okay. But the moment the message was conveyed to Swami that we have reached, Swami called all of us inside. So there that baggage of uncertainty opened for me exclusively.
So what happened?
We all, 20 of us, sat next to Swami around Jula, and Swami started speaking to these first timers first, that what you should do, how disciplined you should be, you take care of your clothing, there should be harmony of your shirt and pant,
oh.
It should match.
Mm-hmm.
So very minute details, the etiquette, the discipline. He gave all the instructions, you need not take much baggage, I will provide you all the necessary requirements over there.
By harmony in shirt and pant, you mean even in the white itself, the shades of white should match.
Shade should match, yes. So you have to be very particular, particularly when you are around Swami, you should also, stand the best example in front of the people who are watching you. So you have to be very careful. So that two ABCs of life, that always be cheerful, yes, it is guaranteed there in Kodai. Because Swami will be in his own, ecstatic mood over there. But at the same time, you should be the second ABC. That is, you should be always be careful over there. So, he was speaking to this first timers first. And then moment he made an eye contact with me, he asked me, "Are, Acharya, tum last year aya na?" I just nodded, "Yes, Swami."
And you then, came last year also.
Yeah, previous year in 97. Is bar kisi dusre boy ko chance de sakta hai. He told like that. I was stunned.
And which means this time somebody else can come in your
You
place.
Did not come and you can give your birth like to someone else, like that he told.
Oh my God.
So, initially I thought this is just Swami is making fun.
Playful Swami.
But during that whole that discussion, he told 2-3 times the same way. Then I thought the situation is becoming a little more serious. Then we came out. And in such situation, no, what we do is we go and meet Vrindavan warden. So we went and met warden sir, who comes later on getting more detailed instructions about last minute changes are there or not. And he brought the same message that for not just for me, but for my another brother Siddharth, who also accompanied. But for two of us, he called us in his office and told that Swami has told that you have come last year and this Siddharth Malik, your roommate, both of you, you are not going to come with this entourage. We were quite stunned and perplexed now, and that suddenly that that uncertainty came. Then we asked warden sir only what we should do now. Then he told that you write letter to Swami. Then you all know that in such situation, the only way to connect to Swami is by conveying our feelings through, it should come on paper and then you should write to Swami. So we wrote that suppose if we have done any mistakes in
I
the
think
past
we used to call it postal sadhana.
Postal sadhana, yes. In the paths of devotion, this is additional step which is specially provided by Swami so that we can climb step more easily. You know, small step.
While the prayers will be happening within, but it has to be expressed also in the form of postal sadhana.
Now, sometimes that silent prayers are heard by Swami, but in this critical, some exclusive situation, no matter what you do, the prayers will not get listened. So at least you should do the next attempt is through writing it to Swami. So we handed over letters to him.
Like Swami says, unity of thought, word and deed. So whatever you think, you got to also talk and write.
Yeah. Then what happened was, immediately in the evening, warden sir came back and he told Swami, scolded me also, why you are carrying their letters? Let them approach me directly. They can speak during darshan time or they can use any other medium to pray. Why you have taken letters and then bringing it to me? Why mediator, he asked. So that mode also stopped next time. The only consolation was there was some, you know, few days left for Swami's departure to Kodaikanal. It was all, means already we got the news that Swami is going to go after Ram Navami. Ram Navami came on 5th of April.
Okay.
So another couple of days were there. So warden sir still suggested that what you do is you now write a registered post letter, and you all know that Kadugudi post is just next to behind ashram. So our postal sadhana continued by sending registered post to Swami. And during 3 sessions he used to again say that same thing, tum last year aaya, is bar kisi dusre boy ko chance de sakta hai. So matter was becoming more and more you know, serious. And meanwhile, what happened was, we got the news that there will be some last-minute additions. Because all 20 of us went from Prashanthi Nilayam. Then warden sir, in his own capacity, Swami asked, there were no singers during that, in this 20 boys who came from Prashanthi Nilayam. Then Swami included 2 names of Prashant and brother Karthik, who is here.
Yes.
Then we thought, oh, ye toh abhi confirm hi ho gaya hai. Now instead of 2 of us, now Swami has included these 2 boys.
Replaced.
Already. So this is what we concluded that time. And
when you think of it, it is so painful. Like if you had not come from Puttaparthi, you know, if you are not there in the list of names right from the beginning, it is okay. You know, you reconcile. You are being made to come to Vrindavan.
It is like you have boarding pass, but for some reason the pilot doesn't allow you to board the aircraft. Something like that happened, and we were all perturbed.
The initial list was picked up by Swami only.
Correct.
So after doing that, this
something
is what
happened.
So something would have gone terribly wrong. That's what we felt. And at the same time, oh, this is not justified. Like that I felt.
Yeah.
Then what happened was
2 days of intense introspection.
Next day, what happened was again warden sir called us and he told that this Siddharth Malik has not come last year. You were the only person who accompanied me. So Swami has graciously answered his prayers and he is going to come. And only you are still, Swami has confirmed that you won't be coming.
The only crime you have done is you went last year also.
Ah, yes. Like that you felt. That time I felt that, see, at the time of either joy or sorrow, you find some companion. So I thought, oh Swami, in this painful moment, you had one companion with me. Now you, that also you have snatched away and I am the only person who is you are targeting. Like that I felt. And still prayers were going on. And what happened was, then Ram Navami came. And next day Swami is, it is confirmed that Swami is going to Kodai. So the last day, and discourse was over. There was no three session because next day Swami is going to his onward journey to Kodaikanal. So again warden sir came out and he called only whoever is going to Kodai, come up on the stage. So everyone jumped. And I thought, let us take the last chance. I also went on the stage to go behind the stage and then to enter into Trai Vrindavan. Moment warden sir saw me, he caught hold of me.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you are not going, no? Why you are going inside? And he stopped me there. Then I thought, oh, my God, now that's over. And then Swami took everyone, others except me inside. And then Swami was giving instructions. And I can see from there, that interview room, no, that where the ramp has come now, that I can see that boys are being instructed and you can see from that that angle.
Swami would sometimes give these tags also, no?
Correct. He gives all, sometimes he gives these tablets during journey. You should not, some people have tendency to
vomiting,
you know,
and all
vomiting. So that tablets and
and the baggage tags also, I remember, sometimes Swami gives.
Yeah, that was during when Swami started flying.
Flying, okay.
That time. Not in 98.
Mm. Yeah. That time, this 98 journey, we went by that same bus, which from Parthi we started, same AC bus. When Swami came in that bus also, we'll come to that later on. So, after almost 15-20 minutes, I'm praying intensely. So, that time I realized that, yes, silent prayers are heard by Swami. So, I remember Rohit Davar, another student, he ran outside and there were almost 100 odd, you know, staff, even those who came from Prashanthi Nilayam,
doctors
from hospital and...
For the Ram Navami festival, people had come.
And next day, Swami is leaving, no? So all they, for having that last darshan, they stand inside. Three. So all of them were there, they were looking at me only. The precarious condition which I am going through. And that Rohit Davar came and then said, Swami has called you. Then I just ran and fell at his feet and spontaneously started crying. And then Swami, you know, gave Pad Namaskar and he said, now you are included.
Wow.
So till then, you know, he kept me in that uncertain moments throughout for the last 3 to 4 days. And finally, you know, he turned the whole story once again. And then it was a happy ending and a new and a happy beginning for this Kodai.
Wow. Kept you on the edge till the last moment.
Then later on, I thought, let us again, because we used to report all the proceedings, all this things, whatever is happening, we are taking instructions from warden sir, no? So we went and met and I told him, because those days I was quite, those 2 years of MBA, I was famous in hostel and institute as an actor for my acting skills. Then I told that Swami is the best actor, we are nothing in front of him.
You told warden sir.
Warden sir. Then warden sir asked, what about my acting?
So he too knew about it.
So then only it clicked to me that, oh my God, this drama was being played. So Swami only, as a team. And he was also one of the companions.
It was as if everybody else other than you knew it.
So let us keep him on tender hooks. Let us test him. And Swami had told all this, you know, sometimes Swami says, Karnataka is Karnatak. So this drama was going on there in Bangalore. And I didn't know, but warden sir was very much in company of Swami. He was doing, enacting the drama for last 3-4 days.
Mm.
That's what happened.
Amazing.
Then while traveling to Kodaikanal, I was in that introspective mode.
Mm.
And I thought, why Swami plays with boys? And this time I was myself the target, receiving it. Then I thought, suppose had he not done this, it would have been like a plain vanilla, no? Means you don't realize the importance of Kodaikanal.
Yes.
Suppose everything is confirmed. Unless this churning moments happen, only then you realize the importance what Swami is considering you and giving to you.
Yeah.
Only then you realize the importance, and not only that, the yearning which happens during this period appears turbulent, but that time, that bond of love with Swami becomes more and more stronger. Your yearning for Lord becomes more and more intense.
Yes.
That's what I felt at that
time. Amazing. I think there are two aspects to it when I think about it. Yes. One is that you now value every moment. You know that now that you are on the journey, it's not so easy.
Yeah.
I mean, you have gone through so much to actually be blessed with that chance. So anything with God doesn't come so easily.
Correct.
For material things itself, when you have to struggle so much to buy a car, when you need God's grace, if it comes very easily, even though God is most kind, but He wants that we undergo that process of churning for our own refinement.
Correct.
So that next time, you know, when we want to earn God's grace, we know what we have to do. It doesn't come so easily.
Yeah.
And the second thing also, when I think about it, you know, you were doing all this postal sadhana and everything, but you know, He responded. Finally, it came to a point where you realized all this doesn't work. Ultimately, I have to call Him from within. You know, the last moment, those 20 minutes of intense prayer was just heart to heart, isn't it? And then that's what He responded.
I would say it's a moment of giving up.
Yes.
Surrender.
Yeah.
So whatever I could do, I did.
Yeah.
More than this, I cannot do. So Lord, I leave it to You.
And I cannot do anything externally. External will not take you anywhere.
And not only in this case, I have observed in many cases, not only mine but many devotees, the response from the Lord comes only when you go beyond. Means you are, if you are hopeful, at that time He will not respond. If you are utterly hopeless, you have tried all your means, ways and means, only then, that last minute, He will, till then He will stretch you, only then the divine showers start falling on you.
He always likes to take it till the end.
Correct.
I think for us also to know what is our endurance level, you know, to the extent that we can also go when you're looking for something as high as Him. I think, you know, that becomes a revelation for us also, I think.
Correct. And here one more thing I remembered about this endurance level.
Yes.
Everyone has his own capacity as far as the patience and the perseverance which you can, you know, you can endure at a, in a particular situation. Swami has told, the test is My test, He says.
Yes.
He will test the devotee, but He Himself knows how much is his capacity.
Yes.
So He will not break him. He will.
Yes.
He knows the capacity to the extent which he, an individual has.
Yes.
And, but He will not make him fail.
Yes.
And accordingly, you know, He will adjust.
Yes. That absolutely. He is never to break you. He is only to make you. He is only making you. He is never breaking you.
Yes.
It always seems like that. But I think whatever those little breaks that happen, I think those breaks are like the cuts in the diamond, as Bhagavan says. You know, that is only to make you shine. They are only to make you a beautiful jewel.
Yeah.
Amazing. And you got this beautiful jewel of, again, being a part of the Kodai trip. Fantastic, sir. So, Karthik, how was your initiation into this beautiful journey?
Sairam Prashti, this really brings back many beautiful memories. When you were mentioning about taking it to the very edge, no, to the very end, I actually recall when we came to know that Swami was leaving for Kodaikanal on the 6th of April, I had made my own plans. I had made my own plans to be with my friend and to spend my vacation in another hill station, that is Ooty.
Okay.
So I had booked my tickets, and but again, on 4th of April, I still remember in the evening bhajan session, I was singing Sai Narayana Narayana. I had just completed my third year BCom, and I was not sure if I would be selected for the MBA program here. So that probably could be the last days I could spend with Bhagwan as a student, is what was the thought that was going through my mind at that time. And I was shedding tears even as I was singing. But honestly, there was no prayer, and not even in the wildest of my dreams I had imagined that Swami would take me to Kodai, and I was not even praying for that. I just thought, if only I could just be with Swami all the time. That was my only prayer. But Having said that, I had made my plans for the vacation to spend some time at Ooty. That was 4th. Swami was leaving on the 6th. So 5th was Ram Navami. 5th afternoon, I was sleeping and somebody woke me up and said, Warden sir is calling you. So I got up, freshened up and then went and met Warden sir in his office. Then he said, Swami is giving you a very, very good chance. And at that time I was part of the hostel altar group, so we used to have the opportunity to sit right behind Swami when Swami delivers his discourse. And whenever Swami had to get up from his chair to deliver the discourse, no, we had the opportunity to pull the chair back to make things easier for Bhagwan. But all said and done, you share the stage with Swami, just sitting right behind him. It's a chance that is not given to everybody. So that was what was going through my mind when he said he is going to give you a very good chance. Then he said he is taking you to Kodaikanal. And then the whole world changed for me. After that, I think whatever happened was not in my control. There, I suddenly saw that people are taking me to stores and then new pairs of white clothes were being bought. Then next day I was told that I should have a haircut in the morning, you know, to get ready to go to Kodaikanal. So, I mean, I was just being told what is to be done and it was like a roller coaster. Only on the very next day I was supposed to be ready to go to another hill station and, you know, one with Bhagwan himself.
With a true friend maybe, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Not your other friend, but the only friend.
These were really wonderful moments that I cherish.
And I think after that, as Brother Niranjan said, those few days with Bhagwan in Kodaikanal, probably, you know, you would have realized who is a true friend. And after that, I think the relationship with Bhagwan really went on to a completely new gear, isn't it?
Definitely. Definitely.
Brother Niranjan, yes, you also had the chance to be with Bhagwan on so many occasions, but 98 was your first trip.
Yeah, so what has happened is, before joining MBA, I was doing engineering and then I came to know Swami. And there's always this yearning to come to this place and stay with Swami and be of use to him. Something it went on in my heart, was gnawing in my heart all the time that I should come here, stay, whatever little use I can be to Swami. Suddenly it came in my heart that even if Swami asked me to sweep a floor, his room or whatever it is, I'm willing to do it. So that was there, this intense kind of desire was there. And then obviously, when we joined MBA, I remember in 96, I finished my engineering. I couldn't get through the MBA exam. Mm-hmm. The Swami had given me an interview in 95, December 15th. And the first time, one-to-one with Swami, I didn't know what to ask. And it was so naive. And I just pestered Swami for MBA. I remember pestering Swami for 2 minutes for giving MBA seat, because I thought it was the only thing in the world I should ask. Nothing else was in my mind. Probably I would have asked for something else like self-realization if I would have, it occurred to me that time, you know. But then MBA seat was the only thing in the head. So you stay with Swami physically. So Swami said 3 times, I will give, I will give, I will give. But then, you know, like Nitin was saying, we all go through a period of uncertainty, right? So love my uncertainty. I didn't know that time, obviously. So went through a churning period. 96, I finished my engineering and we were so overconfident. Not only confident, we were overconfident that we'll get it because Swami has said.
Okay.
But the thing is later on, much later on I understood when Swami says, doesn't mean that year. I have heard from so many students this thing. So Swami said, MBA dega. But then, you know, my colleague there who is there in the college with me, Swami had told him he'll give MBA and he got up to 6 years.
Oh my God.
So this is like, you know, low man certainty Swami drills inside you through all these experiences. So 96, when I didn't get it, I was very despondent. And when I got in 97, I was like jubilant in the seventh cloud or something. And then the whole stay was like a flow.
Mm.
So it just went on. And obviously at the end of it, when we all know, we all heard, you know, that so many years Swami has been going to Kodaikanal and we know that that's going to happen. So obviously, you know, all expectations are there. And Swami says, don't expect because expectations give you disappointment. But that time we couldn't practice that. No? It's very difficult to do that. Because Swami is looking and sometimes, you know, Swami will pick up one or two students. In fact, I remember Swami picked up my classmate. And later on we came to know, but he didn't tell us that initially. But then Swami asked him, Kodaikanal aata hai like that.
Oh.
You know, he asked him the question also. So, we were all expecting and all that. So, finally what happened is, during the exams, when the exams going on, the ex-registrar of the university, he was there near the gate. So, we know that that's also going to happen, you know. This all, it just goes on from mouth to ear, you know, this is what is going to happen. So, the word spreads around that wherever, whenever registrar is somewhere found somewhere in the institute, it's sometime before the exam starts or something, that means we know that the information is there as to, you know, some boys will be picked up and... So, he's, the ex-registrar is full of love. You know, I had experience of talking to him and all that. And he just came to me and, you know, he called me and I came to him and he held my hand and he said, very softly, he said, you know, see, Babu, you be ready. After a few days, you know, exam is over. That was the last exam on that day. And then we were so in full of expectation. No, I didn't prepare well for the exam also. Frankly, I was not prepared.
Already in such ecstatic state.
Ecstatic state because, you know, not ecstatic, it is uncertain state.
Uncertain, okay.
So we wanted to go, but we don't know whether he will take us.
Hmm.
And, you know, MBA was like, it's a flow, it goes on.
Yeah.
Because most of the time we think of Swami and we are in Mandir and then we go back, discuss of about Swami. So those days it was like that. So I was wondering what is it. I was not able to understand what is it. He said, you be ready. Then I understood what is it. Immediately, you know, somewhere there is a bulb which grows in you, you know, it glows in the head. And then he said, he also said, take a suitcase but don't take too much luggage.
Okay.
But he said, you pack around, you know, 5 pairs of clothes. Because there it will be raining, sometimes the clothes can don't dry.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So problem is the washerman gets it after a few days. So at least take 5-6 pairs. Then I can't explain the feeling, you know. I don't know what exam I wrote actually. So something I wrote and I cleared the exam, whatever. But then they, you know, in the hostel, wherever we are in different consciousness actually. So, you know, the dreams are coming true, which we had dreamt. And I don't know, I think many of the students may not understand this because maybe they are from primary school or higher secondary school. Nitin probably understands because we came from outside.
Mm.
You know, a lot of yearning. There's a lot of yearning and then there is no answer. And when we come and sit as devotees, he doesn't look at you. He doesn't even forget about taking letters. He doesn't even look at you. Sometimes he looks. When he looks, it's like, you know, we are all in the seventh cloud. Mm. I mean, God has looked at you.
Mm.
And after that, over a period of time, you know, what happens, naturally this happens because Maya, no, it takes over. And then every day, suppose he looks at us, like, you know, Nitin was talking about that, no, if there is like, it's like a plain vanilla. So we don't realize the importance. So every day you have to keep pinching yourself as to who he is and how much I have gone through to come here. So that's what initially, you know, we didn't even realize 1 year got over and we are going to Kodaikanal, you know. And you know that we were already in that bus that morning and we reached Vrindavan. So all that just went off so fast. So that's how I came to know that I was in a trip.
So you almost, you're not in your sort of senses, so to say, already in some different plane.
Yeah, because I used to feel that it's like, I mean, those years it was like meditation. I mean, true. Whenever you're doing, I mean, especially the news came, you're always in that meditative state. You're not out
absolutely.
Of it.
Absolutely.
Whether you're taking bath or whether you're having food or whatever yes. it is, you keep thinking about that. What's going to happen there? We are going to go with Swami. You know, yes. when Swami is going to give us a chance. So we should be careful. What I should do to not make Swami unhappy. All these things. And there is a moment of tension.
Yes.
It's not like we are only joyful and jubilant.
Yes.
But a lot of tension, a lot of stress.
Also.
Of being, you know, such a, you know, the behavior should be such that. Swami's boys, you know, Swami used to always take pride in saying, my boys.
Mm.
So we should ensure that the behavior is such that it is like Swami is very happy with us.
Mm.
So that kind of thing is always there.
Mm. That stress to always live up to Swami's expectations.
Exactly.
I mean, it is a beautiful stress in terms of trying to raise yourself, to improve yourself.
Yeah.
Constantly re-evaluate yourself.
That stress should be there for everybody.
Yes.
Every one of Swami's devotees actually yes. should have a little bit of that stress because we are living in society and Swami says, my life is my message.
Yes.
But now I think Swami has, you know, over the period of time, in the end also Swami has told once or twice to students
yes.
that your life should be my message.
Yes.
So that I think is very, it's a beautiful state of stress.
Yes.
It is not a distress, they say.
Yeah. In fact, I would like to say that, you know, you are actually not stressed. You are actually very blessed. Because you are constantly, as you very beautifully said, in a state of meditation. Because you are constantly only thinking, what can I do more effectively, more efficiently, in a better manner to please Swami. And I can really relate to that. You know, even when you're combing your hair, you're cutting your nails, you're wearing a pant, you're wearing a shirt, you're all the time only thinking, am I up to Swami's expectations?
Yeah. Yes, and his ecstasy and that anxious moments is, at least I can understand, because just like Brother Niranjan, I too came just for 2 years.
Hmm.
And like other boys, I have seen the difference.
Yes, I know.
And because we get only those 2 years during the MBA to be with Swami, to be in the institute, unlike those who join earlier in UG, or maybe those boys who have joined right from primary school.
Yes.
They get the whole that, you know, that so many years to be with Swami. So they are more composed, whereas those who have come for that tiny period of, relatively small period of 2 years,
yeah,
we are more, you know, anxious. There is no prior background.
Yes.
Our experience, and we want to extract at the same time
the maximum.
Maximum, yes, from Swami. Let us, in these 2 years.
And we don't know whether after 2 years we'll be there.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And you know, those 2 years are so crucial.
So crucial.
Every moment is so crucial for us. Because we've not been there before.
I know.
And we have yearned to come, you know, those 2 years.
So very quickly you're trying to discover what you have to do to get those precious moments and...
And you know, here in when Swami was there, time is to fly so fast.
Yeah. Always.
Very, very fast. You know.
Yes. See, like for Brother Karthik, UG is over, the BCom is over, he's preparing for MBA, so next chapter is going to open. Yeah. But for us, it is not like that. MBA is over. After that, that's all. You are ex-student. You are losing that
physical
proximity with Swami. So that anxiety is inevitable.
Hmm.
But at every stage, even Swami also likes to keep us on our toes, no? What could have happened to Nitin could have happened easily to anybody else. Nobody can take their, like Nitin put it beautifully, their birth in the Kodai trip for granted.
Yes.
The last minute, Swami could always decide to leave us out. So, you know, we were always on our toes.
Yes.
So some of us got to know only in the last minute.
Yeah.
Who were never in the first place expecting to go.
Hmm.
Like me, I was told that I would be going. For Nathan brother, it was the right opposite. He was told that he would come. And then till the last minute, he was not sure whether he would go.
Yes.
There are so many flavors too, and so many stories to each one of our trips, no?
Like, you know, Karthik was saying, he never expected,
but
it happened in the last moment.
Yes.
Nitin was already told, and he went through a churning process. I expected all the time, and it happened finally.
And even after that journey began, then Swami used to travel by road, so en route, no? This other, he will take a halt. So in Salem also, Swami is not leaving. He is in that same mood of pulling my legs.
Oh my God.
So we got down there for refreshments, no? He saw me and he came running. Are Acharya, tum idhar aaye? Humko laga you are at Bangalore station eating bhojan kar raha hai udhar.
You came here also.
Oh my God. So he is not giving up.
So still uncertainty continues.
Oh my God.
Arey, tum abhi jao abhi, idhar what will happen?
At any point in time, you can be asked to go back.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
In fact, there were one or two trips which I heard, the students came back.
Oh, of course, middle of the trip.
Came back in a way of writing the MBA exam and all that.
Okay.
So it was like, you know.
So it's not as if, you know, once the journey has started, so you're part of the group, so now you can relax.
In fact, in 98, I think I still remember, some boys were sent. Or maybe 99, I don't remember. Some year, the boys were sent back to Parthi to write the MBA entrance and stay there, because Swami was anyway coming after a few days.
Mm-hmm. And literally, Swami says, Kodai Canal is my playground. It is like a football game. Swami keeps those yellow, green, red cards in the pocket. If you are indisciplined, then depending on the circumstances, he is ready to, you know.
First yellow card.
Warning. And at times, that red card also is possible.
Amazing.
No, but one thing is, our 98 trip was a beautiful trip.
Yeah.
It was the most memorable trip, because there was no red card shown. Swami was extremely compassionate, extremely adjusting with all our idiosyncrasies.
There were some couple of instances in other trips, but in this trip, for a relatively longer period, longest I believe in those.
Yeah, almost 27-28 days.
6th April to May 3rd.
Yes, you're right.
That attempt is made by all boys every time to stretch it as long as possible. But this time boys succeeded and Swami stayed for a very long time there, and almost 1 month. And I mean, there were no complaints, neither from, there are some complaining, you know, these elders, but they were also very happy. Swami was happy. There were no complaints whatsoever. Mm. And that Kodai Hanuman, you can say, even after coming back to Vrindavan, it continued further. Wow. Till the new round of new academic year.
I think that is really fantastic what Brother Niranjan also mentioned, and you were saying, I mean, 27 days to stay with Bhagwan, live with Bhagwan at such close quarters, and we with our own shortcomings and imperfections, and living with the personification of perfection, it is a great blessing, a great opportunity, as well as a great challenge. And to not at any point in time upset Swami, to do everything to his satisfaction and expectations, I think that was a great achievement by the all the students who were part of the 1998 trip. And of course, it is his grace.
Yeah, all credit to Swami that he tolerated all of us. Ultimately, it is his grace and compassion.
Grace, yeah.
Like he is saying, tolerated all of us.
We'll come to that. Yeah. Such means humorous events also took place during this.
Yes. So, yeah. So, let's talk about the journey. So, you went in the bus.
Yeah, we had this, as Nitin was saying, this bus, new bus, AC bus. Unfortunately, when we were going, the AC was not working for some time, I think.
Okay.
But it was a bus which was new, and that's why there is a speed limit for the bus. So when we were going, Swami's car was there. He was going in the BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And behind that, the police jeep. And then behind that, we were going. But there is a whole train of cars you can see in the, especially when some point there is a ghats area where you turn, you see the whole train of cars coming behind. The all devotees, about 80 to 100 cars behind.
Oh, wow.
So many cars. And then all along the way, it was quite hot. When we reached probably, you know, a part of Tamil Nadu, it was almost 42, 43 degrees Celsius. So it was very hot. And of course, while going, Swami didn't come in our bus. While coming back, I think we'll talk about it a little later. But coming back, Swami came in our bus. But while going, he used to stop at these different places where you have shamianas and all. People had put up all these things, different states, I mean, different organizations, different districts.
Samitis
and all that they had put in. Almost, I think, half a dozen places. Swami had stopped, and Swami had spent about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the things what I noticed, I mean, I was amazed to notice this. I don't know how many people noticed. But this shows Swami's selfless, you know, love for devotees. So what happened when he gets down, Swami was not wearing chappals. You know, normally Swami never used to wear chappals. Mm. And the security people also, there are two or three people around Swami, they were not wearing chappals. And the road, the tar road was so hot.
Mm.
And these guys were not able to stand. I could see the security people almost jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a sense, they can't put the same foot in the same place for some time, you know, more than a few seconds. Mm. They have to keep changing the weight on their feet. And Swami, here he was, 15 seconds, 10 seconds, he was just on the road.
And his delicate feet.
Delicate feet, I'm sure there would have been blisters on his feet after that. But he didn't bother, he was just looking at the people and he was lost in that. So many people are singing bhajans there. And so much of, you know, Swami had that feeling of love towards them, he didn't think about himself. And he went around and, you know, gave a lot of blessings to all these people, took letters, spoke to a few of them, they were all in bliss, jubilant. And then Swami comes back as if nothing has happened, gets into the bus or gets into the car and is going off. This is what used to happen. And one more thing, the beautiful thing about Swami and, you know, Swami's students. See, when we are going in his bus, as I said, you know, that has a speed limit because a new one. And after he stops at a place, when Swami used to start, all the devotees used to overtake the bus. In the cars, you know, they used to overtake the bus.
Everyone wants to travel with Swami.
Everybody wants to travel as close to Swami because you can see Swami's form, you know,
hair.
You can see Swami's hair from behind, and you can see in the BMW car.
Mm.
So, what used to happen is, it seems Swami had given instructions to one of the senior devotees who was driving Swami's car. And Swami, at some point of time, we saw Swami actually going very slowly. BMW at 10 kilometers per hour, you know. And literally, Swami was waiting for the bus. That is one thing. Another thing is, when Swami was, you know, the car started and the police jeep, and all these devotees are overtaking us, and we felt bad, you know. Literally, I used to feel, oh my God, now I'm not able to see.
Mm.
We could always see a little bit of Swami in that car. And I used to feel that, maybe all of us used to feel, and I was sitting right in the front of the bus. So I could see that the police, you know, just puts his hand out, stops all the cars on the side of the road, till the bus comes just behind the police jeep.
Wow.
And then we go ahead and then all the cars, they can follow at their own pace. I mean, this was like, and Swami used to, several times Swami used to ask inside the senior devotees, two or three people are sitting, and Swami used to ask them, bus ekada?
Oh.
Pillalu bus ekada? Pillalu ekada unnaru?
Where are the boys?
Where are the boys?
He was very clear that he wanted the boys' bus to be following his car.
Yeah.
Everything else can come after.
Yes, exactly.
And those days there are no mobiles, no? So yeah. We can't keep in touch with each other when we were in our vehicles. I remember even as Niranjan was narrating, how excited Swami used to be about the trip. And this was a new bus. The first time this bus was being taken to Kodaikanal. It was an AC bus and it was fitted with curtains. All this Swami had explained to us after he had called the selected group of boys.
Mm-hmm.
For an interview, he explained that what all preparations he has made for each one of us.
Oh, wow.
And he brought out a small packet for each one of us. Swami had kept ready a bag full of snacks, eatables, fruits. And he said, on the way in the bus, no, you can keep munching. One of these things. He said, even mango is there. It was summer season, so mangoes were available. But he said you should not eat and then wipe on those curtains in the bus. It was so thoughtful and he was like a small child. And that excitement was infectious. He said there is even a wash basin in the bus which I have provided for you for the purpose. So you can wash your hands in that. So that was how excited he was about the trip. And that same enthusiasm was spontaneously conveyed to each of us when he called us and spoke to us about the trip. That was most memorable.
Wow. I think, as I reflect on what you are saying, it's always like that, you know. We look for God's grace and we look for opportunities, but actually Swami is more eager than all of us to give us those opportunities.
Right.
He's just waiting for us to sort of get little prepared so that he can really bestow on us. And you see so many of such instances, isn't it, in Kodaikanal? I mean, he's just waiting to bless you.
And when we reached, I think it must have been about 6:45, 7-ish in the evening. We had started early in the morning, say around 6 o'clock or something.
Almost 12 hours journey.
And by the time Swami had reached, he was actually waiting outside for us.
Oh.
He was waiting to see where are my boys. He was waiting for the bus to reach there and then, you know, to ensure that we have our dinner, and then he had made all arrangements for us to rest for the night also. So he conveyed all of that to us once we reached. Like you were saying, you know, he is always waiting to give. That was most evident.
And in fact, I know of in some Kodai trips, you know, Swami would relax the discipline part and Swami would say, okay, tomorrow morning you can get up a little late. Don't worry about Suprabhatam and all that. He would want that, you know, you just let your hair down and, you know, just have enjoy with Swami. That's it.
It has happened in one of the trips to Kodai that that previous bus, it broke down. Something happened, the windshield broke and then they had to repair it. So boys reached in the midnight. Swami, at around 2 o'clock in the night, he was awake till he was anxious.
Oh my God.
Which year, I don't know, but it has happened once. Swami was awake. He didn't sleep. He's concerned when boys are coming. Then when boys came, Swami told, now you have food and tomorrow you don't get up before at least till 11 o'clock.
Oh,
you take rest. Because they reach late in the night.
Wow. Actually, yeah, it's a very, very loving God, you know. It is not that God that you can, people generally have that image of a God to who we have to fear. But actually, when you live with Bhagwan, you know that He's actually such a loving God. And if at any point in time, if He creates a little bit fear also, it is only so that it's a different kind of love, so that we can love Him more.
Yeah.
Ultimately. Beautiful. So, Karthik, what are your memories of those first days? It was the first time for you in Kodaikanal and, you know, the first morning, the first darshan, first session, how was it?
Actually, Swami had told us not to carry anything and that he would himself be giving. But used as we are to, whenever we travel, to be prepared, so we had packed whatever was required, toiletries, etc., which are basic. I had no idea that Swami would be even providing for those.
Okay.
The very next day after we had reached, Swami, of course, even on the day we had reached, After our dinner, Swami pointed out to a room where all our bedding was kept, and he had arranged for sleeping bags for all of us, no, so we could feel cozy in that cold and sleep comfortably. And the very next day, out came a bounty of gifts, including toiletries. There was a very neat case which enclosed right from toothbrush, toothpaste, and your shaving kit. Everything was there. Even Swami had selected t-shirts also to be given to all of us. And the beauty of it, he not just selects, but he would also like to assure himself that that is the best thing to be given. So he asked for a t-shirt with the size small size. And then selected one boy who was small built. And then he asked him to put it on and then come and show him. He wanted to be sure that the size small would actually fit somebody who was small built. Otherwise, you know, we go to a shop, you know, we think that large size would fit us. And then when we wear it and see, it probably is small for us. But he did not want such things to happen. So then once he looked at the boy wearing the t-shirt and, you know, comfortable in that, then only he said, okay, yeah. Now he started distributing according to each one's body frame. He selected who should get what size of shirt and t-shirt.
Look at the student and, you know, look at that, ye size usko fit hoga, this size will fit him. In fact, I remember that boy he was talking about, Karthik, he was my classmate.
Hmm.
And Swami was so happy. The moment he came, fit hota hai. You know, you could see the joy in Swami's face. And I mean, we say, no, that Swami is a perfect host. So I think this is one of the trips. People have gone this trip. You can ask anybody who goes in any of these college trips. And you know what it is.
Yes, yeah.
As perfect host.
Perfect host.
And having distributed everything that was in one particular suitcase, no? That empty suitcase was there. Then Swami asked, who wants this suitcase? It was as if there was no holding back at all. Mm. And there was one person who actually, you know, said, Swami, I would like to have that.
Oh.
And then, and even from our side, there was no barrier of shyness or no reserved feelings or... Swami was all giving.
And it's like a mother probably.
We didn't hesitate to receive. That kind of absolute...
Correct. And it is not selfishness, but it is, you know, it is a token of love from Swami.
Yes, yeah.
And that's the reason that boy asked for that suitcase.
Yes. Yeah. Because you feel whatever you can get, it's prasadam.
And I'm sure even now, particularly now with this completely changed scenario, that symbol of his love is still... with him, he would have treasured it. There are many boys. Means I also have kept some Swami's used kerchiefs with me.
Yes.
It is a symbol. It is lifetime, you know. You can, you know, it is a symbol. Whatever his creation is there, his ring or a bracelet, it is a symbol of his love, which you can cherish for your lifetime.
I remember, and as you are mentioning this symbol of love, I remember, you know, when Bhagwan used to give chocolates, so many boys would keep this wrapper because personally Swami has given, you know.
They value the wrapper more because it has that Swami's
touch,
physical touch.
Yeah. Chocolate doesn't have it. Physical touch, the wrapper has a touch. It's more blessed maybe. As Karthik was saying, I still remember that. Swami used to, that soap Swami gave, Keme soap, and then Dove soaps, and the towel, the Turkey towel Swami gave. I still have the Turkey towel with me.
Wow.
And Swami had given us money to go and buy something from the Tibetan shops. I didn't use all the money. I still keep that note of 500 rupees is still with me, what Swami had given with his hand. So these are like, you know, the God himself has given you something.
Yes.
And we have to cherish it all our life.
During the last 1 year, these elderly members of our ashram staff, they were given opportunity to present rose and take Pad Namaskar.
Yes.
There are many here in our staff members, they have kept that rose. Swami used to give it back, no?
Yes.
So they have treasured it. They have framed it and then they have kept it. Even now, it is intact. Because they didn't get these other bounties which boys used to get, no? This suitcase or... shawls or camera. So even the rose which Swami, they offered it to Swami, and then Swami in reciprocation they were got it back. They have treasured it.
In fact, I would go to the extent of boys used to grab. It's not that you hesitate.
Yes.
You know, I have seen boys like going just grabbing.
Yeah.
If there is a chance, they'll grab Swami also.
And from our side also, we valued it because it had his touch.
Yes.
Not because it was, say, a soap which you could not get in India that was not the criterion. Whatever Swami would again would have taken.
Taken, yes.
So it was because he was giving it.
Yes.
And it had his touch.
Yes. That made the whole material part of the object absolutely insignificant.
Exactly.
Yeah. The value became infinite because of the touch of Bhagwan.
In fact, I remember the first day and then the second day or something, he gave cameras.
Cameras.
So those days, there were no digital cameras. And this is analog kind of cameras, right?
Yes, film.
Film camera. And I still have that, you know, Canon small camera. And Swami used to pose also for some, yes, some of us. And we used,
and
to,
he used to ask for the photographs and, yeah, see.
Yes, he used to, yeah, ask. Hmm. Because you cannot develop it in Kodai. We have to send it, I think, to Coimbatore or somewhere to develop that.
Hmm.
And Swami used to get those. They used to develop and get it. And Swami used to look at those photographs. And whoever is there with Swami, Swami used to throw the guy,
oh,
those photographs. So then, you know, that boy is there, so he will have it.
And one more thing used to happen. And some of the photographs, you know, of maybe close-up photographs of Swami, which we would have treasured, Swami used to tear it off even,
yeah,
sometimes if he didn't like those photos. We used to think, Swami, this, I mean, that is a very beautiful photograph. But if he didn't like the photo, you know, of himself,
it's like a small child. And if he's like caught in a position where he doesn't want it and somebody is taking a photograph.
No, I remember.
The same thing.
It happened once with me also.
Okay.
And I thought I have clicked the best of the moment and Swami is he's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought it is the best photo which I have got. Swami tore it off. Then I asked, ye kya hai? This is Prahasan, he told.
Oh.
Hasan theek hai. See, smile is okay, laughter is okay, but this is as if you are on cloud 9 or 10, like that.
Roaring with laughter, Swami never used to like those photographs of himself.
That photo, and so he tore off.
And another beautiful thing, no, I think nobody can actually face this entire group of students, some 25, 30, all clicking at the same time, with that flash, you know. And still he doesn't blink the eye.
Hmm.
No photograph, at least I have seen hundreds of photographs after the trip. Mm. In no photograph, Swami's eye will be closed because of the flash.
Mm.
I mean, that only he can do.
Mm.
Still the same beautiful face and beautiful majestic look and the smile.
Amazing.
It's a nice observation.
Amazing.
That was what I really, you know, felt. Because if somebody is clicking a photograph, right, you are in front of that. And those photographs had like flashes, like it will just almost blind you, you know, for a second. So, and these, we had 25 or 30 cameras, Canon, those small ones. And in fact, Siddharth, Nitin was talking about my classmate, he had a bigger camera, professional camera. So, some of them had two or three people had. So, all these cameras clicking, you never saw one photograph I have not seen in Swami is like eyes are closed. I mean, that is amazing. At least I thought it is.
Yeah,
it's beautiful.
It's a fantastic observation, and he's the most photogenic person.
Exactly.
On earth, I think one of the most photographed persons, perhaps.
The most, I think. The largest photograph.
Largest photograph.
We have to put efforts not to blink, but for him it is natural. When somebody is clicking photo, we put effort, no? To keep the eyes open, but for him it is natural.
Yeah. So that's how beautiful the moments with Bhagwan were, but we need to pause this discussion now for want of time. We will continue this in the next episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. And in the next episode, you will hear two brothers, Nitin Acharya, Niranjan and N. Karthik, continue this discussion and share about the interesting sessions that they had with Bhagwan during the day inside Sai Shruti Bhagwan's abode in Kodaikanal, and also about their outings with Swami, and most importantly, the lessons that they derived at every step of the way with Bhagwan. Dear listeners, we hope you liked this discussion. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you so much for being with us all throughout this beautiful Thursday. We offer our loving salutations to Swami for giving us this priceless opportunity of living in His memories and sharing His love. Thank you so much. Sai Ram. Yeah.